You have the ability at any moment to go inside your heart and create a feeling that is greater than your external environment. And if you do this long enough, you will go from an anxious person to a grateful person, and then your external environment will change itself to match your internal state.
Hi, I'm Deborah Rausman, and a warm welcome to our listeners. Each month for the At Heart podcast, I have the privilege of interviewing individuals who are contributing to the creation of a more heart-based world. This month, I'm interviewing Kyle Boyd and Leah Rush, a dynamic duo who founded the 30-Day Coherence Challenge, which now has over 50,000 participants. They also started the Heart Coherence Collaborative, a Facebook group and YouTube channel supporting heart coherence. They're HeartMath certified trainers, and Kyle creates heart-focused fellowships, facilitates men's circles, focuses on using the heart for reality creation, recovery, relation improvement, igniting purpose, all the things the heart can empower. And Leah is a certified hypnotherapist and EFT practitioner, helping women with trauma, anxiety, habit changes, self-love, and trusting their femininity. Welcome, Kyle and Leah.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. We're so happy to be here with you.
That's great. Well, you know, what you've done is amazing. Creating 30-day coherence challenges with a different leader on each of the 30 days, talking about the importance of heart in the world and inviting their community to participate in the 30-day challenge. It's really helping to build the heart momentum on the planet. Kyle, share with us why you started these 30-day coherence challenges, and describe the snowball effect you're seeing.
Thank you. The reason I started this was because 8 years ago, I was struggling with anxiety tremendously. There were so many things going on in my life, and it felt like my external environment was just swallowing me. Like I actually felt like I was going to die. And I heard Dr. Joe Dispenza talking about how you have the ability at any moment to go inside your heart and create a feeling that is greater than your external environment. And if you do this long enough, you will go from an anxious person to a grateful person, and then your external environment will change itself to match your internal state. And so I thought, wow, that's a lot. But I wanted to find myself. I wanted to find ways to hold myself accountable and actually accomplishing that. And so what I did was I went on YouTube and I found all the heart coherence meditations I could find, and I compiled them into a playlist. And then I started harassing my friends and said that I'm going to send you guys these every day for the next 30 days. And let's see what happens. And I was just wanting to find a way to use the power of community to hold myself accountable. And after those 30 days, my friends basically said, that was really amazing. Let's do another one. And then the group grew and grew and grew. And then Leah came in with all these amazing ideas on how to make it even bigger and better. And it's just been amazing. And the most beautiful part is the transformation that happened in me, where I was able to go from an anxious person to a grateful person. We've heard happen in so many people that have done this event with us.
Oh, that's what it's all about. That's fantastic. What the power and the empowerment of the heart can do, and how coming together. I love what you said about you started it so people would help you feel accountable for actually doing the shift of the heart, doing the work, accessing and creating heart coherence. And I think that's so important. Two things stand out to me and why this is growing so rapidly. One is people really do want accountability. They like to participate with others in challenges, feel like they're contributing and that others are relying on them or they're valued. And 30 days is a doable time. It's not like forever, which seems undoable. And then also, what you've added is the different leaders who can inspire, each with their own following, now coming together to facilitate heart coherence for all. And I think that's also a motivation. That's also inspiring, because you want to be part of this momentum that's going to benefit you as well as others. So Leah, how do you see different leaders uniting around this common goal, this focus?
So it's been a pretty amazing progression of having different authors and speakers and spiritual leaders come. And everybody that, I mean, we've had on people from physicists to relationship experts to people who are focused on a higher power. There's so many people too who actually might not even be familiar with heart coherence. For some reason, I do think the heart energy of the group just drew people in. And we, in interviewing them, it's like all these different little puzzle pieces of how we can live a life where we're more connected with our heart. Some, you know, share practices that are very clearly heart-centered. Sometimes we talk to people who their expertise might be in clearing things out so we can be more connected with our heart. But it's been so amazing to see how open people are to practice heart coherence with us, to join in on the message. And even if the details are a little bit different in how we help people, it's the same purpose of being more coherent in your personal life to bring more coherence globally to your community, to the group.
Yeah. If I could just add something, that was really well said. What I've noticed too is that, like, a lot of our speakers, when we initially reached out to them, they got scheduled as this was like some podcast interview, you know, and we interviewed them and then we told them what this was about. And then they took part in our event. And now they're like feeling, actually, they're feeling what the event is. And that's 30 days of heart coherence, like 30 days of this amazing energy welling up. And so our guests went from just like, you know, being podcast speakers to like now they're fully in support of this movement.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's what I'm hearing is it's shifting a lot from talking about to feeling with. And that energetic feeling of the heart and the uplift and coming together is a magnetic. I mean, it's the heart's magnetic field, actually, but it's also you feel that magnetic and it's drawing people together and they want more of that. So I think you have you're doing something that is really a template for how we can bring people together to create something bigger and the heart being the energy of the process of that. Is that what you're noticing? I'm trying to dig under this to see what is the dynamic.
We definitely notice that. And people are so excited to come back with us. And there is this unexplainable magnetism of wanting to be part of a coherent group. I don't even know if they could necessarily put their finger on it, but it is, I think it expands out to the group and then to the people who've wanted to come have conversations with us and seem to really want to keep coming back.
Yeah. And it's a such a unique experience. If you actually have the ability to come into our Facebook group or our YouTube while this is happening, there's a different energy. Everybody has been, because a part of our event, we send everyone a heart coherence meditation every day. Our whole group is in this high frequency. So when they come together, it's this buzz. And the hardest part we have is like our off season, I guess you'd say, because after the 30 days, everyone's like, we want to feel that high again, you know, like where are you guys? Come back. So we just keep doing them and doing them and they get more and more fun each time.
Do you give people suggestions of what they can do in between the 30-day challenges?
We definitely do. I think, first of all, 30 days is long enough to set a habit.
Right.
So there are many people that continue to practice on their own because they love what they've experienced. We hear from a lot of people who are practicing on their own or they've got an inner balance and they're practicing with that. I think that we do little events. The truth is there's so much work in preparing for the next challenge that we're often mostly working on creating the next one because it's a lot of filming and preparing and setting things up and doing all the media for it. Yeah. But we try to keep in touch with our group through email, you know, keep giving them things and giving them events. But I've heard so much that, and you were saying 30 days is a good amount of time. It's not too long, but I do find it's long enough to set that habit. And so much of life, you know, you can really know what you should be doing, but so much of life is, have I created a habit?
Right.
And so many people do. I think it's just long enough to create that habit, get the positive feedback, and want to keep doing it.
And for this challenge, we will be working a lot with HeartMath and the HeartMath Institute. And so we're just going to point them all to you so that anybody who joins our event is going to know how to find your resources so that they can continue their practice after our challenge.
That's wonderful, because obviously we're all doing the heart work together, your heart trainers, HeartMath trainers. But that's why we created the Global Coherence app too. And we do care focuses every month to give people something they can focus. But people come together and they can see where everybody else is on a global map, who is doing this heart coherence practice at the same time. And then we started the new HeartMath app, which people can download, either of them, at the App Store, the Google Play Store, again, to help people build a habit of heart-based living. You have to practice this shift, because the world is, stress waves can throw us off our intentions, even when we've built a habit. So the fact that we're coming together as a collective to do this creates more of that magnetism, that powerful energy that helps us stay on track. It helps us get back quicker, use techniques or tools from HeartMath or others that help us reconnect with the qualities of the heart, so we can create that life we want, which is what you both teach in your work. You know, but the fact that we're coming together right now, that our new program, Global and Coherence program that you're speaking at in May, Love Unleash, Creating a Heart Momentum of Consciousness, there's people coming together to do that. And the fact that you have these different leaders, each with their own following, all coming together, I just want to underline that, because, you know, it reminded me, like, I watched the We Are the World review on TV the other week, when all these top musicians got together. It was a documentary about it, to create We Are the World to help solve world hunger. And it went viral, because you had all these amazing musicians who never worked together come together for a bigger purpose. Mm. And it really is time for the consciousness leaders, as they are, as you're facilitating, come together in heart coherence with their followings to have the heart go viral. I mean, again, that's what this heart momentum's about. And of course, HeartMath provides, as you said, follow-up stuff, what to do in between the challenges to keep your habit refreshed and to work as a collective, because we have to do this together. Now, one of the things on the upcoming next day, 30-day coherence challenge working with HeartMath, is you'll be working with HeartMath Director of Research, Roland McCready, to encourage people to measure and increase their heart coherence. How are you planning to research the impact of this?
So we are planning to, first of all, this will be the first challenge where we're having people go on the app and be able to be measured as a group. And then during the Love Unleashed conference, we're going to be doing a meditation where we're inviting all of our group. There'll be the people that are there in person, and then a ton of people around the world. We're going to be leading a heart coherence meditation where we'll be sending out love and compassion. And then Roland and his team is going to be measuring that, the impact of that, via the random number generators that you guys have around the world. And I'm sure some people might be familiar with all of that technology to varying degrees, but to explain it simply, there's an effect, whether there is an event that has depleting emotions or renewing emotions, there's an effect on these random number generators where they start becoming more coherent. So we're so excited that we're going to lead I can't wait to see how many people do it. And we can't wait to see, because it's so cool to see something measured and see, oh my gosh, do we have a concrete effect?
Yeah. And especially right now with everything going on, people are feeling a lot of the collective energies. And if we can show that us going inside as a collective can actually have an impact, maybe it will motivate regularly reoccurring group efforts to make this happen.
Right. That's one of, that's the power of science and spirit coming together, the validation of what we feel inside and what this magnetic pull is bringing us together in the heart to be this collective intention and manifestation. I think it's quite exciting. So Roland McCready, who'll be leading the research, will be my guest at next month's Ed Hart podcast and talk more about that. And so it's like we're building the momentum of how do we help the heart to go viral. Last month we had Owen Ward and Howard Martin, executives at HeartMath Inc., talking about the vision of the HeartMath app, but also just the vision and purpose of HeartMath this year with what's going on in the world to help people have the real tools they need to address stress and anxiety and sleep issues and all the disruptions that are going on and be able to enhance their meditation and mindfulness and have more fulfillment and flow in their lives. So this month it's talking to you about the whole momentum of 30-day challenges for that accountability and motivation and being able to create that new habit of heart coherence. So you have something called the Heart Coherence Collaborative. What is that and what's your vision for that?
So I would love to hear Liz talk about this. What the Heart Coherence Collaborative means to me is it's this place where everyone can come together and help hold each other accountable in discovering the healing power of their own heart. And this includes everybody, because the heart is all walks of life. So when we first started, you know, doing these interviews, we were interviewing like spiritual leaders, and then we expanded to musicians. And now we're like interviewing anybody that actually is using heart in their life to affect positive change, whether that's a police officer, a nurse, whatever it is. But the Heart Coherence Collaborative to me is this place where we are literally working together to just help each other get into that heart energy, no matter how hard life can be. This is a place you can return to and know that we're there, we're going in the heart, and you can come join us.
Yeah, I think it's the twofold. Having accountability is so great because it's important to have a practice. And then I do really see that the connection in our group just far exceeds the connection people seem to feel in other online groups. Mm. Obviously, life has gotten a little bit weird and virtual, more so since COVID.
Yeah.
But we have, whether it's in YouTube, having comments when we do things live, or in the Facebook group, people really share their personal selves with each other and get support and encouragement. We certainly have a lot of people too that reach out to us and share really personal things. So there seems to be a spirit of connection, vulnerability, and sharing of really people's personal selves more than any group I've ever been a part of online.
And the one other thing I want to add to that is it's perfect, is we're open to all the ways to expand this heart energy, you know? Right. For some people, that could be music. For some people, that could be specifically just heart-focused breathing. But we love just hearing new people talk about how, you know, when they did yoga nidra and then did heart coherence, it really helped them, you know, when they did, you know, vagal toning. So we're just learning from our community together. How can we expand this heart energy in all the different ways?
It's incredibly well said, because I don't care what system you followed or religion or whatever, opening the heart is what's going to fulfill that promise. And the fact that you're creating the safe space for people to come together and be vulnerable helps to open the heart. helps to feel that connection. And then the heart energy flows in. It amplifies electromagnetically, and you feel it. It's just the way the, what we call the math of the heart or the physics work. And it doesn't have to be heart math as a system per se. You know, we're mapping out how it works. It really is about opening the heart and connecting in the heart. You know, where humanity is at right now, it's only the heart that's going to lift the vibration and take it to another level, because that is what the heart in the human system is designed to do. Nothing is going to improve until people connect with each other at the heart level or want to get along with each other. And people really know that inside. It's who we are. And it's becoming more and more obvious as we look at politics and the craziness of the world and all the polarization, what's happening, that the only thing that can bring people together for a resolution or new solutions is connecting in the heart. So it's acting on that knowing that is needed now. Like you said, Leia, it's forming that habit. People kind of conceptually know or feel, but how do you act on it? And what do you do? And that's what we're all trying to supply. Tools, time to come together, challenges, safe places, a whole system to transformation for heart-based living till it becomes your way of life, and measuring it. So it really is heart time on the planet. It's a mission. I know it's a mission that you all share, add heart. It's time for a heart momentum to go viral.
I agree.
Yes, we're on board. We're on the same boat. We're on the same mission.
Well, you're part of it. So let's do a heart meditation for all this together with everybody listening. And you can all join in. And let's add heart to that intention for heart momentum. So breathe in love and get still in your heart. As you breathe out, radiate heart energy into your mental, emotional, and physical system. See your heart, brain, and nervous system aligning in harmony and coherence. Now envision yourself increasing the heart energy in your system by practicing heart qualities intentionally throughout the day. Ask your heart's intuitive guidance which heart energies, which heart qualities are most important for you to practice now. Could be patience, kindness, compassionate latitude for others going through challenges, forgiveness, gratitude, or maybe another quality that your heart prompts to increase the heart energy and coherence flowing through your system and to others. Next, breathe in the quality that your heart is guiding you to practice. as you breathe out, radiate that heart quality to a relationship or situation where you want to help heal separation. And then radiate that quality into the planetary energetic field. Now commit to acting on any heart promptings that come to you, to anchor it, step into it, and create more heart-based living for yourself. Now let's close by radiating and co-creating a reservoir of heart energy that each of us can dip into over the next month when we feel stressed or need support to lift our energy and follow through on our heart's direction. See that reservoir filling up with coherent heart energy. Thank you so much for sharing that heart meditation with us. So Kyle and Leah, when does your next 30-day challenge, coherence challenge, start? And how do people participate? Is it free? Does it cost something?
It's absolutely free. And it starts April 5th. You can just go to heartcoherencecollaborative.com. And all the instructions are there. You'll be taken to our Facebook group, our YouTube channel. And so starting April 5th, there's going to be this opening ceremony where we have musicians. We have Bruce Lipton. They're going to be kicking off the event. And every day from there forward, you'll get a meditation sent to you. And we've also invited in some of the most amazing healer friends that we have that are going to be submitting brand new heart coherence meditations for this event.
That's fantastic. And remember, you're part of a collective, and the whole goal is to build our heart coherence frequency. And if you're using the app, the HeartMath app or the Global Coherence app, you can see your coherence score, and you can actually measure the increase or the fluctuations in coherence day to day, which happens. But over time, over 30 days, just a few minutes a day practice, you will see an increase. And that's very exciting because that goes into the heart's field. And that's what's going to help us really amplify the heart energy on the planet. And then it'll culminate in Dr. Roland McCready telling us how it's being measured. So come join us in this collective heart momentum. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just to please come join us. We're going to have even more people this challenge, and you will feel the heart energy of our group. If you need some more love in your life, support, connection, come join us.
Yeah. And I was in a place where I felt all the feelings that really are tough. And so if you're feeling those, this is a safe place. Come join us. And if you're feeling great, come feel even more great.
Yeah. Add your greatness to the group. We need you.
Come contribute your love and your heart energy.
Yeah.
Great. Also, as a free gift to our listeners, I want to remind you that you can watch for free the HeartMath Experience. It's a beautiful 90-minute online video course that really talks about the math of the heart and the heart connection on the planet and how you can use five different techniques of supplies for heart coherence to make a difference in your day-to-day life. Or just check out the amazing new HeartMath app that measures coherence with your camera sensor at your app store or the Global Coherence app. I also want to remind you that the third Tuesday of every month, we publish a new Add Heart podcast episode. So be sure you subscribe so you don't miss our next guest and topic. Thank you and take care.
Thank you for listening to the Add Heart podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you can catch the latest episodes. If you're wanting even more heart-inspired content, find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Look for HeartMath and also the HeartMath Institute. Both organizations are committed to helping activate the heart of humanity.